Did you guys hear there was a mysterious object from outer space that crashed through the roof of a Florida home? The weirdest shit happens in Florida. People on bath salts eating your face. Objects from outer space crashing into your house. Florida, man. They got tornadoes and shit there too. It's a shit show. It's always Florida man this, Florida man that. Florida man eats bath salts. Florida man finds space object. What can't Florida man do? Who the fuck is this Florida man guy? He's like a superhero. Florida man. What is his kryptonite? Because it's not bath salts. You hear there was an earthquake in New York? There's too many buildings in New York for an earthquake. Shit seems dangerous. Sounds like a losing game of Jenga. If you're in a first floor apartment, you better run outside. But earthquakes happen all of the fucking time in LA. When I first moved to LA, I stepped foot off of the airplane and the ground was fucking quaking. The earth was quaking, bro. And motherfuckers in New York are getting on the news now for feeling an earthquake. They're can't shut up about it on the news. People are on the news because they captured themselves on camera feeling the earthquake in New York. First world problems. Check your privilege, y'all. We got earthquakes every fucking hour on the hour in California. We got so many earthquakes, we're about to become an island. These tectonic plates be tectonicking. Shifting. But this guy in Florida had something from outer space crash into his house. At least so he says. Maybe the craziest thing about this article is that NASA and everybody is believing this guy, especially given that he's from Florida. Fucking nutcases. Man, something hit my house from outer space. I swear this shit was from outer space. Like, of all things to fall on your house, it's not like a beehive. It's not just a broken branch. It's not a down tree. It's got to be from outer space. It's like when you hear horse footsteps, you should assume it's a horse, not a zebra. Like, how far must that thing have fallen from? It's a long fucking fall. Good thing it didn't fall right on his head. Imagine you're like watching TV. Piece of space junk fucking impales your television. What in tarnation? This article says it almost hit his son. Damn. He was just chilling at home, nearly got hit by the International Space Station. Just sitting on the couch. You're never really safe. No matter what the fuck you're doing. You could get hit by a piece of the International Space Station at any minute. Beware. Keep your head up. Keep moving. Be a moving target. You'll be more difficult to hit. Man, those fucking astronauts gotta be less clumsy. Why are they dropping shit? You can't drop shit when you're up in space. That shit's gonna fall and hit somebody down on Earth. We're down here, bro. We're still down here. Assholes. Assholestronauts. Assholestronauts. Yeah, that's a word. Try to keep all your spaceships in space, please. Try to keep the International Space Station afloat. Don't drop the International Space Station. Not even because it's important, just because we're down here. Hey, yo, we're still down here. Watch it. NASA better give this guy a shitload of money and apologize profusely. It's kind of a big mistake. They nearly hit him with the International Space Station. He wasn't even anywhere near it. Watch it. Watch it, NASA. Or Houston, we're gonna have a problem. Keep this crazy shit happening in Florida. Don't spread this shit to other states. Only in Florida. It's where it belongs, with the bath salts and the alligators. All that dangerous shit. Florida shit. How about this article? Apparently journalists are stealing things from Air Force One, the president's airplane. Another reason to hate journalists. Fuck the media. Fucking media. They're just trying to make us, like, scared all the time. If you're scared, you want to watch the news, right? And when you watch the news, you're scared. It's an endless cycle, man. And they make money. They're profiting off of our fear, man. Don't be scared. Even though the news is fucking terrifying. Everything's gonna be all right. And that's not the sense you get from watching any news station for any period of time. But just trust me. Just trust me. Don't trust the news. Everything's going to be all right. I mean, why would you trust the news? They're a bunch of thieves stealing from Air Force One. News can't be trusted. How we know you didn't just steal this news from Air Force One? They're like, fuck you, you're not going to answer our questions. We're going to steal your pillowcases and cups. Maybe they weren't giving them good in-flight snacks. They said, fuck you, we're taking your plates and cups. They better have good in-flight snacks. It's the fucking president's airplane. This better not be some coach shit. Better not be pretzels and peanuts. Shit, it's the president's plane. I'd be taking pillows and cups, too. It seems pretty normal to just, like, take a pillow or a pillowcase or a cup from an airplane. These journalists must have been pulling off a serious heist with lots of things. Stealing. They must have been stealing a lot of shit for the crew to really notice. More than a couple missing pillows. They must have been fucking clearing that place out. Everybody takes things from airplanes. Fucking Sky Mall magazines or headphones, pillows, blanket. The government doesn't have money for that shit, though. The government's in fucking debt. They don't have luxury goods to give out as party favors for journalists. Bro, we're in debt. Bro, it's election season. Biden's like, what do you think this is? A fucking destination wedding? Give me those party favors. Next time you can fly Spirit Airlines. You can't blame the journalists, though. Everybody loves a souvenir. Who doesn't love a souvenir? And how many times are you going to get to fly on Air Force One? Probably not anymore. Probably going to be banned now. You fucking thief. Hey, but at least you got a souvenir. That's the point, right? Been there. Done that. Flew that. Took the cup. You already checked that box, baby. That's why you become a journalist, right? To get cool things. Not to, like, spread information or whatever. It's to get cool things. To get cool souvenirs and shit. Mission accomplished. Let's go, Brandon. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Peace.